By sheer coincidence, one of the Pope's main advisors on clergy abuse is in Australia at the moment. Father Hans Zollner, SJ, is president of the Centre for Child Protection at the Pontifical Gregorian University in Rome. He's also a member of the Pontifical Commission on the Protection of Minors. He's one of the key advisors to the Pope himself. Father Hans, good morning to you.
Good morning from Sydney.
We will not discuss the matters that were aired on television last night in relation to Cardinal Pell, but again, I encourage people to read his statement on our website. What is it that the Vatican is doing to address what we just heard from Andrew, 150 people in a town the size of Ballarat who meet regularly about their survivor stories?
Yeah, no, I'm particularly happy that you got Andrew to talk about this because I will be in Ballarat on next Saturday to meet exactly some of the survivors whom I met earlier this year in March when they were over in Rome. And when we had an occasion to meet, and they invited me, and it was mainly this meeting in Rome that brought me to Australia, actually. And I'm looking very much forward to meeting them on Saturday in St. Patrick's College to see what they have done in setting up a safeguarding program. Now, what concerns Rome, I can tell you that in Rome, many things are moving and have been moving over the last decade, especially over the last 5 or 6 years. There has been the establishment of the Pontifical Commission. Pope Francis wants us to go out and to meet with bishops and provincials and church leaders of all kinds, what I'm doing here now at the moment and what I've done in 35 countries on all continents now. I think this is a major step. We have had some legal, canonical procedures that have been put in place, and these are new and will have certainly an effect on how complaints are managed and how safeguarding measures are put in place. And what? Thirdly, we have to work in education and formation, not only of church leadership and priests, but also all laity.
Why should those who are listening to you today have confidence in the capacity of the Catholic Church to cure its own defects, to fix its own problem?
No, the Catholic Church does not try to fix its own problems. We have help from many other institutions. We work with best practices that have been established in other areas, in other regions in the world, and especially from other kinds of universities. We are doing deep research. We have several PhD programs going on, and we look forward to engaging with many more. Our Center for Child Protection of the Gregorian University in Rome is in contact with about 35 partner institutions, mostly universities around the globe. We do research, we do development of formation programs.
Sure.
And we are in contact with state authorities. Yesterday I met up with the DFAT of Australia in Canberra. So on various issues, in this case about internet safety, safety of children in regard to being abused by sexual images on the internet, we are in contact with many governments, and we are setting up a major conference for this next year.
Okay, but I guess there's two different perspectives one can have on this, Father Hans. One is that there's just a few rotten apples. The other is, no, the church is rotten to its core. It's part of the culture. How do you persuade us that it's the one rather than the other?
I can't persuade and I won't try. I can only say that we are trying to do whatever we can. If the church was a rotten thing, you wouldn't have many good things going on and people very much engaged in this issue. Also, we have to concentrate on our own work that has to be done, the responsibility we have to own up. Many steps have been done over the last 10 and 20 and 30 years, if you wish. I'm confident things are moving, what I see in Eastern Europe, what I see in other parts of the world. I can't say more in terms of why should you believe or not. I know many people also in this country who are very much behind this, push it forward. I met up with Francis Sullivan from the Truth, Justice and Healing Council.
Sure, who has been tireless in his efforts, but even he's admitted here in Australia that the church has spent more on lawyers and fighting claims for compensation than it's actually paid out in compensation.
Yeah, I can't talk about the Australian situation. I don't know that exactly. What I can talk about is that things have been progressing, and especially if you look forward to into what the church has already set up for the years to come in terms of outside supervision, I'm confident that there are major steps forward, and that this is really an achievement that can also be a model for other countries.
I look forward to learning more of the work you're doing while you're here and back in Rome as well, and it's a very fortuitous coincidence that you're available to speak to us on this day of all days, and thank you for talking to us.
Thank you.
Father Hans Zollner, SJ, President of the Centre for Child Protection at the Pontifical Gregorian University in Rome and a member of the Pope's Commission of Protection of Minors, who's visiting Sydney today and in Melbourne and Ballarat later this week.